When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into the final day of the week for me anyway. Maybe not for you, but maybe you took some vacation time today. Maybe you said, you know what? I know I'm going to the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament on opening night and I'm not going to want to wake up early the next day. And maybe you're not even listening to me right now. Perhaps the entirety of the listening audience right now is myself and Phil Devitt. But that's okay. Because you can catch us later on podcast. Well, I hope that if you did go, that you had a great time, that you had a great night. I saw some coverage of the opening festivities from WPRI 12. Looks like there was quite a turnout there. And if you went, and if you want to share your thoughts, you can. 508-996-0500. And of course, the feast will continue on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tomorrow being Kids Day, so keep that in mind. Thought Chris did a fantastic broadcast from the Museum of Modern Heritage yesterday. Really kind of giving people true insight into what goes into this event every year. Not just the planning of it, the planning of the 4 days of activity. But what goes into it all year round, from coming up with new ideas, finding ways to make things better, but keeping the things that everybody loves. Of course, this year, with being able to integrate women into the feast committee, and then, of course, when all is said and done and the feast weekend is over and all that money has been raised, how they're going to then go about putting that money back into the community with scholarships and all the other things that they do with it. So you really see how this is a year-round endeavor that culminates and begins. So It's a little bit of an ending and a beginning every year. So while you're out there having fun, and I'm sure it's fun for the folks who do all the work too, but you can see the work that they put into you being able to have that fun. And I think that you will see, you know, I was really enjoying hearing Tony Aber, the feast president for this year, talking about how the focus was more of the tradition of Madeiran culture instead of, you know, and that's something that we've seen happen slowly over the last, I don't know, 5 or 10 years. And then this year, especially with a deeper focus on it, you know, you don't see the headline acts being, drawing all of the attention anymore. It's just as much about the folk groups that are coming. So I think you will have a great weekend. I was looking at the weather The weather is going to be, I mean, today it's going to be hot and humid again. We have another heat advisory today. That's going to go until this evening. It won't be as hot as yesterday. It'll be a couple degrees cooler. But it is going to get up to around 88, 89, 90 later on today. Tomorrow, a little bit cooler. Sunday, there's expected to be some rain in the morning throughout the day. But it's less than a 40% chance for the most part. Most of the time. So you might be able to sneak in everything. Then I was looking ahead to next week's weather. On the plus side, for somebody like me who doesn't love the heat, it's going to be in the 70s most of next week. It's going to be raining pretty much every day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, next week. So get out there and have your weekend fun today and tomorrow and Sunday because, at least we're not going to have a drought, I guess. You got to look at the upside. So there's a lot that we can talk about this morning at 508-996-0500. We can take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Going to give you a quick programming update for today. Barry will be off today. He had something come up. So Brian Thomas will be in for him this afternoon. And I also want to point out, too, that as we are entering the final month of summer, I mean, I know summer goes into September, but this is kind of like the final time that people go out and take their vacations. I'm going to take probably my final time off of the year a little bit later on this month. I'm taking a day off next week. Going to a concert the night before, so I don't want to have to try to get up early the next day. So using a personal day for that. Paul Santos will be in for me. And then at the end of next month, the end of this month, rather, I'm going to be heading to Michigan for a couple days for the Michigan Paracon. And Paul will fill in for me then as well. So I heard great things about when he was filling in for me while I was in Gettysburg, so he'll do it again when I head to Michigan. That's one of those weekends where I probably could have, or one of those weeks where I probably could have said, you know what, I'll do the show from my hotel room, but I don't know, it's also nice not to have to get up early. Even though it is the same time zone. Where I go, it's like almost Canada. It's the Upper Peninsula, Sault Ste. Marie. And there's there's two flights a day, but one in the morning, one in the evening. And if I'm not up in time for that plane on Sunday morning, I am screwed. If I'm not up in time to catch the shuttle from the hotel to the airport, I am screwed. And you know what happened last year? I got downstairs and missed the shuttle by 5 minutes. Not even. I saw it driving away. Because I dawdled just a little too long packing everything up. And there's no Ubers out there. And by the time the shuttle came back, I would have been cutting it way too close to make it. Thankfully, one other person was late, too, and he had already called the cab, so the cab was already on its way, and I was able to jump in the cab with them, but I'd like to avoid that situation again this year. Going to make sure I get enough sleep. So yesterday, as we learned during the feast broadcast, there are new food offerings, new drink offerings. Little things to kind of make it better, but also a focus on, as I said earlier, you know, making sure that things are more Madeiran, that they're bringing more of that culture into it. And so I'd like to ask the question today, because some of you might have been going to the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament for a long time. So I want to ask those of you who have, what you think of the tradition of the feast. Do you think that it got away from what it was about before? And is it trending back toward that? Or has it kind of always maintained its cultural identity? And has it always been something that had to be a balance, because you want to be the feast that exists for the reason of being the feast, the religious feast that it is, but you also want to draw people who, to them, that's not the important part of it. You want to draw the people who are kind of the, for lack of a better term, the non-Portuguese folks who come. So it'd be interesting getting your take on that. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. There's a couple of other news stories that I wanted to get to, too. Yesterday, I meant to bring this up yesterday, but I did not get a chance to. There was a group of teachers that were out hiking in the Blue Hills. It was kind of like, I guess this is kind of like something that they do in the summertime when they have some off time. They get together. They go out on a hike, but they're also, you know, kind of talking about their plans for the upcoming school year and everything. And as they were out hiking, they encountered not one, but two Eastern Timber rattlesnakes. And actually captured video of these two male rattlesnakes fighting each other. Which it's kind of rare to see a rattlesnake to begin with out there. I've seen one in my life. I was out walking with my dad years ago when I was a kid. And as we were approaching, there's an area where as you're walking through the wooded path, you get to the road. And when we got to the road, somebody was standing there and they stopped everybody. And they said, just hang back a little bit, hang back. Because there was a rattlesnake kind of slithering down the road and they wanted it to get a chance to get back into the woods before people continued on. And so I got to see, you know, this rattlesnake moving down the road, not too close. But I thought that was a pretty cool thing. And they said then, and we're talking about the 1980s, the mid-1980s, they said then that it was a rare thing to really see them out in the open like that, because they were already dwindling down. They're even more endangered now, because back in the 1800s, they had a bounty on them. They were so prevalent and they wanted to get rid of them as they settled the area that they put a bounty on them, and people would get paid for catching and killing them. But there is still a small kind of pocket population. I know a couple of years ago there was a story where one was in a parking lot of the, I think of the F1 place over across from the old Braintree Drive-In. That's now a park and ride for Logan. The park and fly. But these teachers that were out there the other day, they actually saw two of them fighting. And so they captured it on video and they said, you know, we're going to actually utilize this as a lesson for the kids when they come back to school and teach them about the fact that, yes, these rattlesnakes are here and here's why their numbers are so low and here's what to do if you encounter one. And it's interesting because the story from CBS Boston even mentions that while it's unlikely you're going to get bit by an Eastern Timber rattlesnake, if you do, you don't want to suck out the poison. That is an old wives' tale. Seek medical attention. Do not suck the poison out. I was recently watching something. I forget, where was I watching it? I don't remember if it was a YouTube video or if it was something I was watching on TV, but I was watching something about cobras. Oh, I know. It's because when I was watching Cobra Kai, there was a part that involved a cobra, and I started researching cobra bites. And then started watching a bunch of videos online about it. And I didn't realize that snake bites are not as lethal as I thought that they were. Still very dangerous and still can kill you. But getting bit by a cobra is not necessarily a death sentence. But anyway, try not to get bit by a eastern timber rattlesnake if you're out there in the Blue Hills this weekend. But also, if you do get bit by one, don't suck out the poison. Seek medical attention. But I thought that was a very interesting story. And then I'm going to take a break here. And whether we do it when we come back or a little bit later on, there's a story that I've been trying to avoid discussing. But now it has hit the news. It's hit WPRI. So I guess, and I know that because it involves a haunted location, a local haunted location, people are going to see it on the news and they're going to call and ask about it. So I figure it's probably better to discuss it at least as much as I can. But there was a situation where the owner of the Conjuring House in Rhode Island, the house that is based on, the house that the movie was based on, the original Conjuring movie, the owner of that house recently fired the general manager, accusing him of stealing because that's what the spirits told her happened. So we can get into some of that as much as I can. I don't want to go too far deep down because I know people involved in the story. And honestly, I'll tell you right off the bat, I think this is a mental health issue. But we can at least address it a little bit because I know it's going to come up. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemail on the WBSM app right now, though. My first break of the morning, and I'll be back in a few. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And, of course, the weekend is here. The feast is here. You're probably going to be out celebrating. I don't know if you know this, but you can get the same Madeira wine that they serve at the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Now, it's not in the casks like they get them at the feast, but you can get them in bottles. And maybe you want to have a little bit more to take home with you. Or maybe you want to get something else. And as I mentioned yesterday, this month they're doing 10% off all rosés at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And of course, we talk to you all the time about the purple dot that allows you to try it before you buy it. Anything in the store that has a purple dot at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven means you can try it before you buy it. You can ask for a sample. They'll let you know what it tastes like. And then you can decide if you want to buy it or not. And that goes for things in their whiskey room, where they have items that you can't find anywhere else. They have the brands that are hard to find. It's also tequilas, rums, wines, all kinds of things all over the store. And everything's laid out by section, nice and easy to find. But if you have any trouble finding anything, they have a courteous and friendly staff that will make sure that you find something either exactly what you're looking for or something new. So check out Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Make sure you follow them on Facebook and Instagram, too, for all of their great pop-up tastings and events. You never know when they're going to have one of those. They sometimes announce them the day of. Just a little surprise to reward you for following them and for being a customer. So check them out. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And maybe you'll see me over there. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
American prisoners have been freed from Russia. A storm named Debbie could have the makings of a hurricane and a link between autism and umbilical cords.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A plane with freed American prisoners from Russia has touched down on U.S. soil. President Biden, along with Vice President Harris, greeted them as they arrived after a historic multinational prison exchange.
This is about the essence of who we are as a country. It really is about personal relationships, it's about family, it's about being able to have access to your own, the people you love and you adore.
The plane arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland late Thursday night. Paul Whelan, who has family in Massachusetts, among the 16 people released from Russian detention after the negotiated prisoner swap. Biden called the swap a, quote, feat of diplomacy. Harris, meanwhile, says the U.S. will never stop fighting to release American prisoners around the globe. She said there are still other Americans being unjustly held. Harris said the Americans freed Thursday were convicted during sham trials in Russia. Biden is reportedly considering U.S. defenses for Israel in case of an attack by Iran. CNN says Biden spoke on the phone Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and said the U.S. would support Israel's defense against threats with new defensive military deployments. Iran says it will attack Israel in response to the recent assassination of a Hamas leader in Tehran. It'll be a hot day here on the South Coast, and we're not alone. Over 100 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisories across the U.S. today. The heat index, factoring in humidity, could send temperatures soaring up to 115 degrees in parts of the central U.S. The National Hurricane Center keeping an eye on a storm system in the Atlantic that could develop into Tropical Storm Debbie. Forecasters say the system is producing thunderstorms over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and could threaten the U.S. mainland as early as this weekend. AccuWeather says the storm is headed for the eastern Gulf Coast and is warning coastal residents from Florida to Louisiana to be ready. Researchers in Japan say they may have found a link between symptoms of autism spectrum disorder and umbilical cord blood. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
According to a news release from the University of Fukui, the levels of a certain fatty acid in the umbilical cord blood during pregnancy appear to have an impact on developing ASD. This finding could pave the way to better understand how autism develops in children or in developing tests that predict the likelihood that a child will have it. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
WBSM Sports.
Well, Katie Ledecky is now the most decorated female swimmer in Olympic history. Brian Shook reports.
Ledecky added a 13th medal to her collection after the U.S. 4x200-meter freestyle relay team took silver on Thursday. On Wednesday, she won her 8th gold medal after taking first in the 1500-meter freestyle and posted a new Olympic record when doing so. Ledecky has said she hopes to qualify for the 2028 Games in Los Angeles. I'm Brian Shook.
And the Red Sox set to begin a 6-game road trip tonight when they visit the Texas Rangers for the first of 3 games. That game starts at 8:05.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Friday, everybody. Another hot and humid day out there. Brace yourselves, stay hydrated. And if you don't need to head outdoors, preferably remain in an air-conditioned environment. Mostly clear skies this morning, mid-70s, quite humid as well as this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-80s with partial sunshine. Conditions deteriorate overnight into the weekend. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back. And now I'm not going to get to that part that you're like, is he going to play it? Is he going to let him say, roll another joint in the song? when that song came out, what was that, 91, 92? No, probably like 93, maybe. Maybe even 94. People would say, why are they blocking that out? Why are they? And it was funny because different radio stations that played that song edited it in different ways. Some, it would say, roll another, nyash. And others would say, let's, nyash, nyash, nyash. But, yeah, the line is roll another joint. And it's 2024. But here's why they had to censor it. Because it's illegal federally. And the airwaves that we utilize to broadcast are federally regulated. So, I don't know that I could have played it, but I would have taken the chance. Could have seen what happened. But, unfortunately, we just ran out of time because we can only play certain snippets of songs. So, I was talking before the break about this situation at the Conjuring House in Rhode Island. And I know the owner of the Conjuring House a little bit, Jacqueline Nunez, and I've always had great experiences with her, but just in watching this from afar, what I'm seeing is somebody who I think just needs some help here. And so I don't want to pile on like so many people are in the comments and on social media, but basically what happened was, a few months ago, pretty much the entire staff resigned. They put out a statement talking about the conditions that they were working under in terms of, you know, interactions with her. And that for their own well-being, they decided to all walk away. And that included Corey and Jen Heinzen, the couple who had sold her the house, who had stayed on to work there. One of the former employees, Satori Hawes, her dad is Jason Hawes, who is the star of Ghost Hunters on TV. And he had a video that he put on his YouTube channel where he spoke with the former employees and they shared text messages that had been sent between them and the owner. They talked about how they resigned and the process by which they did so. And they showed the text messages and the letters and everything on the screen. So then Jason became a target. New staff had come in to help run the house. And from my understanding, a lot of that staff now has stepped back because of all of this controversy that's going on. But the first full-time employee that the house had hired was this guy, Brian Dansereau. And I don't know Brian, but I know people who do, and they say he's a good guy. But according to what's been posted by him and what is in this Channel 12 story, which you can read at WPRI.com, the owner of the Conjuring House has accused him of stealing $3,000, which he denies. But according to Dansereau, the reason why Jacqueline Nunez, the owner, thought that he stole the money was because she was told that by the spirit of John Arnold, who was the man who owned the home in the 1800s. Now, from what people have said, employees have said, that, and by the way, the theft came from the sales of merchandise that happened within the house. They have a little gift shop type room where they sell T-shirts and mugs and sweatshirts and stuff. And so she claimed that he had taken $3,000 of that money. But from people who work in the house, they have said that room is under surveillance. There are cameras. So if he took money, it would have been on film. So now he claims that
because he was terminated, she actually owes him back pay, $9,000 in back pay. She's trying to say, well, I don't owe you any money because you stole from me, and it's turned into a whole thing. And so, basically, I don't want to get involved in this because, as I said, I know Jacqueline a little bit. I've been to the house quite a few times. I'm probably not going to go there while all this stuff is going on until, you know, things get straightened out and apologies are made where necessary. But whenever somebody is claiming, and by the way, I heard some of these other statements that the former employees have made, and Brian is not the only one claiming that she has said that the spirits of former occupants of the house or the spirits involved in the house have told her these things. So that's why I think, you know, she might need a little help in that regard. But, you know, I don't know that for sure. That's just my gut feeling. But I mean, personally, I've always enjoyed my dealings with Jacqueline. I would hope that if this is something like that, that she can get help. And if it's not something like that, then I hope, you know, the situation gets resolved. But now that it's hit the news, you know, I it's been going around social media now for a couple of weeks. And I was kind of waiting for somebody to call in and bring it up. I figured if we were doing Spooky South Coast at this time, somebody definitely would have called in and brought it up by now. But now that it's hit WPRI, I figured somebody would bring it up sooner or later. So I just wanted to kind of just address that first. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. And of course, yesterday was our big broadcast of South Coast Now to kick off the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. Today is the big Fun 107 live broadcast from the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. You can hear that later on this afternoon. Michael and Maddie and Gazelle are going to be broadcasting from the feast. And Colonial South Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram on State Road in Dartmouth is a proud sponsor of Fun 107's live broadcast from the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. They're committed to their customers and the community. Colonial South Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram wishes a fun-filled feast event this weekend with 4 days and four stages of live music every night. And make sure to plan on bringing the children on Saturday for Family Fun Day and, of course, the parade on Sunday. While you're there, you can cook your own barbecue beef, that Carnish bit. You can try some sweet, freshly made malasadas, plus linguiça and bacalao, you know, that delicious codfish. I'm going to say it wrong. It's bacalao. I'll get it eventually. Colonial South Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is happy to be part of the Fun 107 festivities at the 108th Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. And Colonial's got hundreds of new and used inventory. They offer fast trade-in value, no-hassle financing, and competitive specials. Stop in soon and see them at Colonial South Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram at 42 State Road in Dartmouth. And I do hope that you get a chance to experience all of that fun at the feast. So, and if you did, you want to let us know how it was last night, 508-996-0500. But another big weekend activity, at least for me, not so much anymore. I've kind of tried to break my addiction to this because I just was running out of space. My storage unit is full. I don't really have any more space around the house. Like, I just kind of laid off going to yard sales. But there was a time that I would go to a yard. I'd get up every Saturday morning, head out early. When I had my Saturday morning show here, I had to be here at 6 a.m. I'd leave at 10 and I'd take right off at 10 o'clock and then just hit every yard sale I could find between Fairhaven and Wareham and then even beyond. And my ex-wife and I, we had a whole side business going on where we would, I would go out and get stuff at yard sales and we would kind of resell it on eBay. When my son was younger and she was a stay-at-home mom, that's how we supplemented our income. And we would get stuff all throughout the course of the summer. And then she would have it kind of stored in the basement to bring up and sell throughout the course of the year. And we would find things that we knew had some value and then take the chance. You know, oh, old books go well. Yeah, I'll buy all these old books in a box for $5. And if there's nothing in there that's of value, we're going to find something that's at least worth $5. And then we could donate the rest to like the local library book sale or something. So that's, we did pretty well with that for a number of years. But then, you know, sometimes you would go and there would be duds. But for the most part, it's the thrill of the hunt for me. It's the possibility of finding something, finding that great deal, finding that cool item that kept me going. And Barry has an article today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. New Bedford yard sales rank among the worst in the nation. Now, this comes from Lawn Love, which is a lawn website, you know, like a landscaping website. They put out a lot of lists because these websites put out these lists to get people to link back to their website. But they're not just, you know, clickbait made up stuff. These are legitimate surveys that they put out that they do. But it's designed to get people to link back to their site. And sometimes, you know, if it's worthy enough for conversation, we will do it. I know we're just falling into the trap, but in this particular case, there's no way that this can be true. I remember when Lawn Love put out their list of like the most haunted cities. And I was like, well, what does Lawn Love know about hauntings? But Lawn Love might know a little something about yard sales. And so their list of 2024's best cities for scouring garage sales is out. And New Bedford ranks pretty low in the top 500 list. Out of 500, New Bedford comes in. Well, I'll tell you what. You'll have to go and read the article. All right, fine. 486. And you can see where some other area cities rank in the article. But is that accurate? Is that true? Would you say that New Bedford yard sales are terrible? I was thinking about this as I was reading the article. How many yard sales have I gone to in New Bedford and come away with something that I really wanted? And the more I think about it, you know, I don't think I've really gotten a lot of stuff from New Bedford yard sales. I don't know that I really see a whole bunch anymore. Like, I've noticed in recent years that, and I'm not talking just about New Bedford, but overall, I've noticed that yard sales have actually dwindled over the years because people are selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace instead. I've also noticed that when yard sales do happen, people are posting them on Facebook and folks are aware of the items that they have. So they're either there as soon as the yard sale opens or they're asking them to hold on to them till they can get there. So the yard sales that are out there aren't as good. It's like a lot of old, like, you know, seasonal decorations and stuff. But I would have to say, you know, New Bedford was at the forefront of some of this Facebook Marketplace selling. So maybe that's why yard sales have been so low ranked in New Bedford. But the other part of it too is, I guess a big part of this ranking, and I didn't get into all of their methodology and everything. They were just looking at the number of yard sales and estate sales, the yard size, the share of homes with garages, and, you know, about 7 or 8 other metrics. And some of those seem pretty flawed to me to determine how good of a yard sale is. The size of your yard and whether or not you have a garage, that doesn't matter. well, if they have a garage, they have more stuff that they're going to put in the garage, and then they're going to want to clean out the garage and sell the stuff. Now, no, it doesn't matter. Very arbitrary rankings there, lawn love. But hey, you got what you wanted. We were talking about you, and people are going to go to your website, so. But if you're going to insult a city's yard sales, let's see how many of them are actually going to hire your services and utilize the other things that are on your website. Lawn love. Stick to ranking haunted towns, something that you know. Oh, no, wait, you don't know that either. All right, I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. And it is summertime out there. It's already warming up and it's going to be a hot day. And summer has arrived at Mientojo Mexican Restaurant in New Bedford. Come to their South 2nd Street location for $10 flavored margaritas all month long. Mientojo has all your favorites like nachos, enchiladas, fajitas, and more made from their own recipes. So next time you're craving authentic Mexican food, skip the trip south and head to one of Mientojo's three New Bedford locations, including South 2nd Street. See more online at MientojoMexicanRestaurant.com. And we are going to be taking a break here for the news. When we come back on the other side, we can take more of your phone calls, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Coming up a little bit later on, I've got a song for you to play that was once one of the most popular songs in America and had everybody singing about a connection to Fall River.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.